Bay region. As the exclusive sponsor of Accessible Services here at Dog Diamond, we believe baseball and summertime fun should be accessible to everyone. At Disability Network, we work to build accessible and inclusive communities by supporting people to live the lives they choose, by helping businesses to adopt best practices, and by finding creative ways for everyone to live, work, and play together. And now let's sit back, relax, and dive in. It's Little Baseball time. Enjoy the game.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa, the man who tonight tossed out the ceremonial first pitch. There are going to be some more pitches to come, because tonight is game 4 in a 6-game series, the Lugnuts at the Great Lakes Loons. Adam, I like that curveball.
I don't know if it was a curveball. I think it was just kind of Ephus-esque.
Yes.
Patrick McCall gave me a couple of tips right before I went out there, so.
It didn't get hit out of the ballpark. That's a good sign.
I've got some work to do, Jesse. Thankfully, I'm not throwing any pitches tonight, and hopefully the Lugnuts are able to throw some across the plate. They need to come back, get a win tonight. A couple of tough losses. Loons have been swinging it pretty well the last couple of days, seeing that offense start to come to life. So it's going to take a good pitching performance to even up this series heading into the weekend for the Lansing Lugnuts.
And the man delivering the first pitch for the Lugnuts, as far as they're concerned, the starting pitcher today. He was a Lugnut last year. This year, though, he started off the season in Stockton. Welcome back, Kyle Verbitsky.
Yeah, Kyle Verbitsky coming out of Penn State. And he was a 17th rounder last year, as you mentioned. We saw him a little bit just through 7 games and an ERA that sat under 3.5. And up with Stockton, good strikeout numbers. Through 86 and two-thirds innings, he had 99 punch-outs. So hopefully, kind of like Jack Owen, you kind of couple them together because they both came up at the same time last year. Hopefully, he can bring some extra oomph to the starting rotation and help them get off to hopefully a second win in this series.
The man on the other side, whom Verbitsky will be opposing, knows a little something about striking guys out. It's Nick Nastrini.
Yeah, the fourth rounder. He has been pretty stellar this year, and of course, we've seen him a couple of different times, including the last time on July 9th, where the Loons beat the Lugs 7-3, and he went 6 innings of scoreless baseball with 7 strikeouts. So good fastball, slider, curve, and a change for Nick Nastrini. So Lansing hitters going to have a tough test tonight.
Let's get right into those hitters. Your starting lineup for the Lugnuts features the shortstop Max Muncy leading off. Batting second, the DH Gabriel Maciel. Heading third, the catcher Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fourth, in left field, Jack Winkler. Heading fifth, the second baseman Eurybiel Angeles. Batting sixth, the center fielder Denzel Clark. Heading seventh in right field, Kevin Richards. Batting eighth, the first baseman Patrick McCall. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, the third base Alexander Campos. Muncy, Maciel, Soderstrom, Winkler, Angeles, Clark, Richards, McCall, and Campos. Adam, who you got as your spotlight Lugnut?
I'm going to go with Max Muncy. That's a guy that's provided a boost here in his first few games in Lansing. So let's see if he can, in his third straight night, leading it off, do it again tonight, and kind of charge up that offense at the top of the order.
On the other side now, the Great Lakes Loons will lead off with shortstop Eddie Lannard. Batting second, DHing Diego Cartaya. Heading third, the second baseman Yorbit Vivas. Batting fourth, third baseman Alex De Jesus. Heading fifth in right field, it's Jose Ramos. First baseman Emmanuel Vargas hits sixth. Batting seventh, the catcher Keikai Rios. Heading eighth in left field, Edwin Mateo. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the center fielder Ismael Alcantara. Leonard, Cartaya, Vivas, De Jesus, Ramos, Vargas, Rios, Mateo, and Alcantara for the Great Lakes Loons. Adam, your spotlight, Loon.
Now, last night it was Kartaya and Leonard at the top. I'm going to go to the next guy in the order, Yorbit Vivas, who's had some big swings this year against the Nuts. Got to keep an eye on him in the three hole.
So Verbitsky for the Lugnuts, Nestrini for the Great Lakes Loons, and when we return, we'll have the call of the action from Dow Diamond. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Now we go down to the field. It is time for the national anthem.
And we are ready for baseball in the later parts of July, the 29th in 2022. It's a Friday evening, and it is time for Lansing Lugnuts baseball. The Lugnuts coming into this one tonight at 36-57, 11-16 in the second half. Game number 94, while the Loons 56-37, 16-11. Some peculiar clouds off in the distance. We hope that they stay there as it is another gorgeous 70s degree night here at Dow Diamond. Game 4 of 6 between the Nuts and the Loons. Lansing won game 1. The Loons have won the last 2. See if the Nuts can even up this series. So, with the call of tonight's game, here's the longtime voice of your Lansing Lugnuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let's go over this Great Lakes defensive alignment. In the outfield, Mateo's in left, Alcantara in center, Ramos is in right. Around the infield, DeJesus is at third, at shortstop, Leonard. At second base, Vivas. And at third, at first base, Vargas. The catcher, Keikai Rios. And the man on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons. The strikeout artist, Nick Nestrini. 104 strikeouts this year and 68 in the third innings. Nestrini will take on Muncy, Maciel, Soderstrom. Our home plate umpires, Felix Neon. On the bases, umpires, Joe McCarthy, for a second consecutive day. Here comes Max Muncy. First pitch home run 2 days ago to lead off the ball game. Today it's 7.05 p.m. Righty-righty. Nestrini winds and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike one at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Great Lakes Loons in their Dodgers-themed uniforms. The deal. Inside barely. A one ball, one strike. The Great Lakes Loons, the high affiliate of the L.A. Dodgers at 16-11, 56-37 overall for the year. Nestrini to the plate. Outside and right past his catcher, Rios. Two balls, one strike on Max Muncy. So the uniforms, the clean white, the Dodger numerals on the back with the sharp angles, and then loons in Dodger blue script across the front of the chest with the red numerals. The pitch up and inside, and it's now 3-1.
I do like this look for the loons, supporting the parent club, and it's a really nice look against the black tops of the Nuts. Clean kits tonight for both squads.
So are you a soccer fan?
I don't know about that. Yes.
Well, a 3-1 hitter's pitch from Muncy. Swings and fouls it off the hands over the netting and off into the stands on the right side. 3-2. Muncy yesterday was 0-3, plus he drew a walk. So far with the Nuts hitting .292. Payoff, low and away, he's drawn another walk. His fourth walk drawn in seven games. And a leadoff base on balls for the Nuts. And Gabriel Maciel steps up there. Adam, on my radar, I'm not seeing any rain. But the clouds are definitely thickening and darkening. Maciel, switch hitter, bats left. No score, the pitch. Bunt shown, pulled back. Nastrini misses low and outside. Ball one. You can follow us. The first pitcher of the game himself, Adam Jaxa, ADAMJAKSA. For me, at Jay Goldstress, JGOLDSTRASS. Muncy's a threat to run. There he goes. The pitch swatted foul. Slice down the left side, and off it goes. Up the rampway, bouncing up, and into the seats. One ball, one strike on Maciel. Muncy returns to first base. You can also email the broadcast booth. Adam makes fun of me just based on the emails that we constantly receive flying in. We love to hear from you. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. Nastrini deals. Ground ball chopped foul wide of first, skipping right past Vargas and toward the Great Lakes pen. And one of the Lynn's relievers just stops it with his right foot. Yeah, okay. None of the other Loon's relief pitchers sitting on the bullpen bench up the right side, none of them moved in the slightest. Here comes a 1-2 from Maciel, from a strikeout artist in Nastrini. Lets it fly, Muncy runs. Pitch fouled back into the netting. Max back to first base. It stays 1-2. I like seeing Max Muncy aggressive on the bases, Adam.
Yeah, I do too, and that's something that's been contagious with Lansing as this season has gotten older and older. Getting into scoring position for the big bats coming up through the heart of the order.
Tyler Soderstrom, a big bat waiting on deck. The pitch. Maciel goes down swinging. Muncy did not run. Nastrini strikes him out with the off speed. One out now, and bring up Tyler Soderstrom. Strikeout number 105 this year for Nastrini. And for Gabriel Maciel, playing in game number 49, just strikeout number 26. Difficult to whiff him. Tyler Soderstrom yesterday, one hit, one walk. Takes ball one up high and wide. So Soderstrom just continues to get on base. He's hitting now .259. The OPS, .835. 19 doubles, 3 triples, 19 homers. Pickoff though to first. Muncy dives back in. No worries. By the way, you know, base stealers this year against Nastrini, the numbers are staggering. 14 for 14. 14 times the opposition has tried to steal a base against him. 14 times they've been successful. Does Muncy run? He does not. Soderstrom takes ball two outside. Was an enormous issue years ago in 2012 when the Lugnuts had young Noah Syndergaard, dominant strikeout right-handed pitcher. You could steal bases against him whenever you wanted, though. Here's the pitch. Soderstrom grounds it right back to Nastrini. Feed second. There's one. Shortstop Leonard to first. Two. Double play. And so much for that. 1-6-3. leadoff walk is erased, Lugnuts are blanked in the top of the first inning. Go to the bottom of the first, and Kyle Verbitsky is coming out to take the mound.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nick Nastrini tossed a scoreless top of the first inning. And now the Great Lakes Loons are sending up Eddie Slanar, Diego Cartaya, Yorbit Vivas. The Lansing defense features Jack Winkler in left, Denzel Clark in center, and Kevin Richards in right. Pat McCulls at first base. Aribel Angeles is at second. At short, Max Muncian at third base. Alexander Campos. The catcher is Tyler Soderstrom. Now the man he'll be receiving. The right-hander out of Media, Pennsylvania, Kyle Verbitsky at 6'7". Deals. Eddie Slanar takes a called strike at the letters on the outside corner. Welcome back, Kyle Verbitsky, the Penn State Nittany Lion. Winds and throws. Fastball swatted up and foul down the right side. No balls, two strikes. And this is something that Verbitsky does very well. Fastballs at the top of the zone, and then the curveball tumbling down below it. He is out way in front of Lanard. 0-2. Swinging a foul out of player to the right side. Once again, the high heater. Eddie Slanard yesterday, a single and a double in his first two plate appearances. And each time he scored on a Diego Cartaya home run. Two-run shot in the first, two-run shot in the third. Loons won 7-2. The pitch outside. One ball, two strikes. There's your first off-speed from Verbitsky. Slanard coming in. Hitting 270. Check swing. Curveball bounces in. Soderstrom wants the appeal. And on the appeal, he went. Soderstrom lobs down to first base. McCall steps on the bag. And Eddie Slanard is a strikeout victim. Out of 2-3 on the end of it. Casual as casual can be. But the bases umpire Joe McCarthy punched the air. And one batter, one strikeout for Verbitsky. Kyle Verbitsky struck at 99 with Stockton. Deals. Diego Cartaya swings and misses. Strike one. Cartaya had home runs number 7 and 8 yesterday. They were titanic. The pitch. Fastball up. Well, the count, one ball, one strike. And his home runs went viral because he is being discussed about. The pitch. Cartaya takes down low and away. Jeff Passan quote-tweeted the Great Lakes Loons with that replay of a Cartaya home run. A 2-1 pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. Cartaya, you see, is the number one Dodgers prospect as he takes the Cartaya time. And Diego Cartaya is leading off the trade negotiations. The LA Dodgers talking with the Washington Nationals for Juan Soto, perhaps the Angels for Shohei Ohtani. The 2-2, a ground ball pulled foul up the third base side. Stay right here. No score in the bottom of the first inning with one out and nobody on. Last year it was the Dodgers making the trade with the Nationals, sending K-Bear Ruiz and Josiah Gray, two Great Lakes Loons alumni, off to the Nats for Trey Turner and Max Scherzer. Verbitsky's 2-2. Fouled up and away to the right side. And I saw, I forget who it was who put this out first, might have been Jim Bowden in the Athletic, saying that the Nationals got the wrong Dodgers catching prospect last year. Ruiz in the major leagues, Cartaya high ceiling. The pitch, bouncing in, Cartaya takes ball three. Diego Cartaya began this year in low A, down with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, before getting called up here to Great Lakes. Still likely a couple of years away. Payoff. Outside for ball four. Cartaya draws the walk from Verbitsky. Fastball just off its mark. Aim for the outside corner. A strikeout. A base on balls. And Verbitsky now against Yorbit Vivas. Kyle Verbitsky, the 518th overall pick in last year's draft. 17th rounder. Vivas is hitting 259 this year, batting left. Takes the first pitch, called a strike on the inside corner. Verbitsky last season with the Lugnuts. Four relief appearances in three starts, piggybacking with Jack Owen, alternating starting and relieving. 16 innings, four walks, 22 strikeouts. Deals. Fly ball pounded to right center field. It's way out there. Denzel Clark to his left to make the catch. Spins and gets it in. And Cartaya hurries back to first base. Vivas barreled. Clark ran it down. Great speed and range from the 6'5 center fielder. Now the cleanup hitter for the Loons and Alex DeJesus, as Verbitsky looks for a scoreless inning. Cartaya at first, short lead, not a threat to run, two outs. Righty to righty. Just off the outside corner, not by much. Verbitsky won the call. One ball and no strikes. This year, Verbitsky's numbers with Stockton. One relief appearance, 15 starts, 99 strikeouts, 86 and two-thirds innings worked. Lets it fly. Fouled off at home plate. One ball and one strike here. He walked 20. He allowed 9 home runs. The California League batted 285 against him. There were some starring performances for Verbitsky. There were also some other games where he got knocked around a little bit, but he always ate up innings. He always got nice and deep. His deepest, a 7-inning outing. Deals. Fouled straight back. 1-2. And he go. Look over his four starts in July for the Stockton Ports. And Verbitsky in 23 innings. Struck out 30, walked only 4, and allowed only 4 earned runs, a 1.57 ERA. So he finished with a flourish, now promoted right back to Lansing. 1-2 pitch for DeJesus. Bounced it in, Cartaya away from first base, and then right back to the bag. Well blocked by Soderstrom. 2-2 on DeJesus. A 293 batter, 10 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs. He has great hitting ability. Where the Great Lakes Loons are really worried about DeJesus is defensively. At third base, he has committed 12 errors this year, and he has not played very many games, this being number 48. So whatever damage he can do in the batter's box, they'd like that to offset the damage that he does on the other side with the glove. The pitch, a ground ball past Verbitsky, back of second base, taken in by Angeles. Wins the race with Cartaya to second, stepping on the base for the forced, and the side is retired. In the first inning, a walk, but one left, and no runs. Each pitcher walked one batter, and as we go to the second inning, neither pitcher allowed a run, scoreless to the second from Dad Diamond, the Lugnuts, and the Loons.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
a public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four, five, six coming up for the Nuts in the top of the second inning. That means Winkler, Angeles, and Clark taking on the righty, Nick Nastrini, scoreless. Righty, righty, Nastrini to Jack Winkler. Fastball inside, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Here's the pitch to Winkler. Way outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Hey, you know this Jack Winkler guy's been pretty good in the month of July, Jesse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've got some more info on that? 2-0. Low and away, ball three.
I mean, I can. You know, I just know you like that stat, so I wanted to make sure.
That stat. Here we go. Are you ready? Have I been saying it too much?
No. I don't think you've been saying it enough. He's been great.
All right. Let me add some more in because he had another base hit yesterday. Winkler takes ball four, low and away. So Jack Winkler draws the second walk given out by Nastrini. The first one led off the first inning but came to no good. This one comes leading off the second inning. Winkler down to first base. And a reveal. Angeles comes up. Jack Winkler in this month of July. Adam, you pulled up those July stats now?
Uh-huh.
All right, so Winkler in July hitting .351. The pitch to Angeles. Breaking ball, inside corner, strike called. His on-base percentage, now with that walk, is over .420. His slugging percentage, .519. Seven doubles, two homers. The pitch, Angeles rips it on the line, backhanded by DeJesus. Looks at first base, but Winkler's already back. That is out number one. That ball was hammered by Angeles, but there's DeJesus with a nice play.
Can't hit it much harder than that, and it was destined for a double until DeJesus took it away.
Was that 107 miles an hour? 97 miles an hour. Gave him too much credit. Here's Denzel Clark. Runner takes off the pitch, called the ball, throw down to second base, is late, and dropped by second baseman Vivas. And so now, what, opposing base dealers are 15 for 15 against Nick Nastrini. And Jack Winkler for the year is 4-for-6. That is his second stolen base of this series. He's in a scoring position. One ball and no strikes on the slugging Denzel Clark, the center fielder. Righty-righty the matchup. No score in the second. One out. Nastrini looks back at Winkler. The pitch. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. The numbers are great for Winkler this month. The numbers are not great for Denzel. And specifically in this series, he is 0 for 14, 8 strikeouts, trying to change his luck. He lashes it right center field. Back goes the right fielder Ramos to make the catch. Tagging, advancing to third base, Jack Winkler. The throw comes in. Denzel Clark was on it. He turns into 0 for 15 now in the series, but that was much better. Two outs in the second.
That's what I was going to say, Jesse. In this streak, he's had some pretty hard shots out to right field. Had one deep to the warning track the other night, so he's connecting on a couple of pitches. Next thing is just going to be to find one of those gaps or maybe shoot it over the wall where they can't catch it.
Kevin Richards steps in now from the right side. First pitch. The breaking ball curves in. A called strike one. Well, Adam, here we are. Lugnuts with a runner at third base. Two outs. Lansing today with runners in scoring position. As the pitch. called a strike on the inside corner. Now 0-for-1 with that Denzel Clark flyout. He did hit it hard, as we mentioned, but I bring this up because the Lugnuts in this series, in fact, in the last 2 days, are 2-for-20 with runners in scoring position. 0-2, Richards takes a ball outside. The Lugnuts have had their chances. Winners of the first game of the series 6-0. Then they lost 2 days ago 8-6, lost last night 7-2. 1-2 pitch from Nastrini. A little bit high. Two balls and two strikes on Richards, the right fielder, batting seventh, coming in hitting 164 with one home run among his five extra base hits. At third base, Winkler, two gone. Nastrini deals. Fouled up and away to the right side. Can the Lugnuts score the game's first run? Out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, the 22-year-old Richards waits on the UCLA Bruin Nastrini. Set the pitch. Sharper hit up the third base side, but fell wide of the bag. It's one of those where I would have liked to see De Jesus grab it, plant, and throw at him. That's no sure thing for him.
Now put it in play. Good things can happen. We've seen it a couple times. He's made a big mistake earlier this series.
The pitch, swing, and a miss. He's gone on strikes instead. Nastrini blows a fastball inner half by him. Second strikeout for Nastrini. Two scoreless frames for the Great Lakes starter. The 1.5. No runs for either team in the ballgame.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223. Or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Jose Ramos, followed by Emmanuel Vargas, and then Keikai Rios, last of the second, 5-6-7 for the Loons. No score, Great Lakes hosting Lansing. The Lugnuts right-hander, Kyle Verbitsky, back to work. The pitch to Jose Ramos. Outside corner, strike called. Righty, righty. The right fielder, Ramos, hitting number 5 in the Great Lakes lineup, batting 257 this year. The pitch went around too far, and the breaking ball down and away. Strike 2. In between the top half and the bottom half of the second inning, they played Press Your Luck, the old game show. No whammy, no whammy. Verbitsky deals. High fly ball out to right field. Backs up Richards. He's at the warning track, reaching up to make the catch right in front of the wall. He showed no panic the entire way until the very last second, when suddenly that hand snatched up there. But Ramos is out number 1.
Well, that's one of the keys. Every time you play the Great Lakes Loons, can you keep them in the park? The last two nights, Lansing has not been able to, and Lansing has lost. The first night, they were able to, and they won. So happy to see that one just be held inside the park.
Emmanuel Vargas, perhaps the best home run threat in this squad right now, takes the ball down low. I brought up the pressure luck game. Connor, the visiting clubby at Jackson Field, played it, representing the Lugnuts front office. Ball 1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. There are 22 members of the Lugnuts front office who are here. And because the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons have such a good relationship, they are not being maltreated like West Michigan would. Vargas takes low, 2 balls, 1 strike. 1 out, nobody on, scoreless in the second.
How would West Michigan be treated?
It wouldn't look good. It,
dunk tank?
Yeah, it probably would have ended with a pie to the face. Vargas swings. He launches one to center field. He thinks it's gone. Clark's at the wall. It is gone. Well, so much for keeping the Loons in the ballpark. Emmanuel Vargas with his 13th home run of the year. Got it out just over the wall in right center field. 423 feet, the estimated distance.
That's what they do. They hit the long ball, and they hit it well. 99 home runs this season. My goodness.
1-0 Loons. And now Keke Rios. Rios is batting .216 through 47 games. 4 homers. Right-hander to right-hander. Outside corner called a strike. Well, anyway, they play press your luck with Connor, and you know how it goes, Adam. You say stop, it suddenly stops. They gave him 3 chances. And I really enjoy that the clubhouse attendant, the clubhouse manager, of all things they could have given him, the pitch, swing and a miss on the good off speed. No balls, 2 strikes on Rios. 3 times it landed on a baseball. Verbitsky to the plate. Fastball's outside. Of all the people with access to as many baseballs as they'd ever want, I would say that Connor, the clubhouse manager, probably leads the list. The pitch, fouled away down the right side. And we'll keep it right here. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Keke Rios.
Yeah, but he's got so many Lugnuts flavored baseballs. Now he can add some Loons baseball.
3 of them.
Yeah.
3 Loons baseballs to his shelf. The pitch, low, 2. Reminds me of Sam Lewis, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps' great clubhouse manager, who his entire office is a museum of stuff that he's picked up around the Midwest League. Verbitsky deals, curveball, called strike 3 in the outside corner. Sit down, Keke Rios. 2nd strikeout for Verbitsky, 2 away in the home second. The number 8 batter in the order, and a man who's homered earlier in this series, Edwin Mateo, switch hitter batting left. The pitch inside from Verbitsky. Ball 1. It's 1-0 Loons on the Vargas homer 2 batters ago. Third baseman Campos is in. The pitch. Ground ball shot into right center field. The base hit. Clark on hand. Fields gets it in. A single from Mateo. Adam, there's been some hard contact so far against Verbitsky.
Yeah, and that's what makes this Loon lineup difficult. There's not a ton of breaks, and it's sometimes a rude welcoming the first time coming back to the high A level. You take on these guys, but let's see if he can get better and keep on going here through these first few innings.
Ismael Alcantara watches Verbitsky fire over to first base, but Mateo back in safely. Edwin Mateo this year, 3 steals, twice caught. The 6-7 Verbitsky. Against the right-handed hitting Alcantara, the pitch breaks down low, 1. Alcantara 6-1, and he's listed at 165 pounds. I think that he's put on some weight since then. He's pretty solid. The deal. Check swing, missed up. 2 balls, no strikes. 6-1, 165 pounds feels more like Drew Swift's.
Yeah.
Swift has a soccer body. 2-0, 2 outs. The deal. Fouled away, off the hands, off to the right side. 2-1. Nice catch. Number 9 hitter in the order. On deck, Eddie Lannard, the leadoff man for the Loons. A check on Mateo. Verbitsky's 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. The bottom fell out of that off speed. When Kyle joined the Lugnuts last year, he told me, I throw a four-seam fastball, a curve, and a changeup. He is absolutely a strikeout pitcher. He has Alcantara all set up. 2-2, runner takes off, pitch swung at and missed. That's strike three. The throw went down, but don't worry about it. That's out number three. Kyle Verbitsky's looking around to say, what are we doing here? Settle down, everybody. Verbitsky strikes out Alcantara. The inning is over. Two strikeouts for Verbitsky in the frame. Three so far through two innings. Tyler Soderstrom getting his practice in with the throw. It bounced away off the runner, Mateo. It bounced into center field, and everybody suddenly got confused. But as it is, the Loons are retired in the second inning. Emmanuel Vargas' home run has given them a 1-0 lead going to the third, where Adam Jaxa will take over the call of the game.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, well, there's a base hit from Patrick McCall a couple pitches into this third inning. He continues to attack the strike zone and attack the count early. So there's the first hit tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts off the righty, Nick Nestrini. 1-0 Loons leading in the top of the third. Thanks for joining us on your Friday evening, July 29th, 2022. Alexander Campos and Max Muncy to follow here. Lansing trying to get some runs as Austin Chubb is very upset. He just threw his hat in the dugout, and he is screaming at home plate umpire Felix Neon, still yelling at him. I'm not sure if he got tossed or what, but that kind of came out of nowhere right there. Shouting in the dugout, cap thrown. And now we're waiting for something else out there. Very peculiar little moment right there. All right, well, now we continue. Alexander Campos into the box, right side, the pitch. That's low and outside, ball one. I'm not sure what the argument was. It wasn't balls and strikes because it came after the single from McCall, and Campos hadn't received a pitch yet. 1-0. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes to Campos. Lugnuts trailing 1-0, trying to get on the board here. They scored first in the first two games of this series. The Loons have scored first in the last two. Nestrini's pitch. On the ground, bounce foul, third base side. And it's 2-1 on Campos. Comes back up for the Nuts, his 11th game this year with Lansing. .267 average coming in. 8 hits, 4 driven in. 6 walks, 9 strikeouts for the right-hander who hugs the side of the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball just inside, and it's 3-1. I just brought up Alexander Campos from the Arizona Complex lead and Stockton because of the recent injury to Drew Swift. The pitch. That shot foul. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Drew Swift hit by a pitch the other day in the forearm, and he's wearing a brace now and sent to the IL recently. So a little more infield depth. Campos at it. He's at third base tonight. 3-2 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Not deep, but a long run from Mateo to his left. He calls off the center fielder, Alcantara, and makes the catch. So there's the first out of this third inning. And we go back to the top of the order. That was the good news about, well, there's not much good news when you go down on the IL, but supposed good news for the Nuts. They just received this man, Max Muncy, to open up after the All-Star break. So a little bit more depth in the infield as well. Max back at shortstop tonight. Walked in his first at-bat. The pitch, that's outside. Throw back to first. And McCall slides in safely. Max Muncy has been tremendous in his first handful of games with the Nuts. Tack on one more. His first 6, batting just under 300 with 7 hits. A throw back to first. Check on Patrick McCall. 16 total bases already. He scored 6 runs, 4 doubles, a triple, and his first home run came here a couple of nights ago. He's driven in 5 as well. The pitch home. Checked it in there. Strike 1. Third game leading off, taking that spot for Drew Swift at the top of the order. A pitch home. This is hammered. Deep out to center field. Alcantara sizing it up. Now goes back towards the warning track. Makes the catch. Good lift to it from Muncy, but not quite enough to straightaway center in 400 feet. 2 outs. I think the young 19-year-old needs to develop a little bit more, and then he'll eventually get that strength out to center. But he's got some great pop. Gabriel Maciel steps in. That's in there. Strike 1.
I don't think he got that on the barrel. I think he missed the barrel, and he still got it out to fairly deep center field.
It's incredible. 19 years old, and he's already got that type of strength. The pinch. Swing and a miss. That runs low. And in on the hands, and Maciel behind, no balls, 2 strikes.
It's the bat speed, too, for both him and Soderstrom. Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons at 19 and 20 years old, they're having the seasons that they're having. Soderstrom with 19 home runs. Max in the teens as well, combined between Stockton and Lansing in 2022. The last 2 first-round draft picks for the A's. The pitch. Bouncing ball, fair down the first base side. Vargas catches, as his left foot is on the first bag, and that will do it for the third inning. Lansing gets the leadoff single from McCall. Then they get a couple of flyouts and a groundout. We head to the home half of the third, 1-0 Loons.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And to the bottom of the third we go. 1-0 Loons leading as we bring you back to Dow Diamond. Here comes the second pitch. Bouncing ball foul. And Kyle Verbitsky ahead. No balls and two strikes on Edis Leonar. Leadoff man tonight. Loons in their Dodgers-themed unis. They've got the Loons in cursive in that Dodger blue. Dodger blue helmets. Blue riding and then the blue socks. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three and Leonard down for a second time. Not quite. We get a drop on the Soderstrom catch. Now we have time called. What happened there?
It's 1-2.
Oh, all right. So the first pitch of the half inning that we missed was not a strike.
Yeah, that was a ball. You got struck out by the scoreboard.
That'll happen every now and again. All right, let's do it again. The pitch, bouncing ball towards third, backs up to Campos. Tough hop, has it, throws up the line, and the tag made by McCall pulled him off the bag, but he didn't quite get it in time, and Leonard is safe. It was a tricky hop and deep at third base for Campos. It looked like McCall still came up with it, though, and put the tag on, but they say not quite in time. And Leonard is aboard. We'll see if they rule that a base hit. Yes, they do, which keeps the string of error-free baseball alive for Lansing.
That in-between hop for Alexander Campos was really difficult. And then uncorked a strong throw, but inaccurate. I thought Pat McCall did everything he could with it.
Here's Diego Cartaya. Bouncing ball behind home plate. Strike one. What do you think of that batter's box right now? Those two guys. Diego Cartaya.
Oh, I thought you meant the chalk.
Oh, the chalk looks great. L.A. in blue, again, to support the theme.
Now Cartaya and Soderstrom with each other.
Yeah, pretty special. We like Felix Neon as well. Home plate umpire. The pitch, that's fouled back. No balls, two strikes, but a couple of superstars, you'd think, in the making. Top prospects, Cartaya, well-regarded as that number one prospect for the Dodgers. Jesse told you. Potential trade talks flooding around for Juan Soto. The pitch, that's fouled out of play, right side. No balls, two strikes. And, of course, Tyler Soderstrom, well-documented. Second-rated prospect in the A's organization. Top pick for the A's back in 2020. Those two share the batter's box right now. 0-2 pitch. Cartaya takes it down low and outside, 1-2. He had a couple of mash shots yesterday to left field. Now 8 home runs on the season for Cartaya. The pitch home. In there, called strike three, and Verbitsky gets him looking. There's his fourth strikeout. What a way. So the 23-year-old bouncing back after the infield single allowed. Yorbit Vivas steps in. The pitch, it's up high and outside. Ball one. Four-seam fastball, curve, and a changeup for Verbitsky. The 17th rounder last year that came directly to Lansing. He pitched in 7 games, starting 3. Piggybacker with Jack Owen last year. The pitch. Outside, Two balls, no strikes. 22 strikeouts, just four walks last year for the Nuts. But opponents batted 328 against the righty. And then started the year in Stockton this season, where he started 15 of his 16 games. This pitch popped up in the infield behind second base. Max Muncy walking to his left, shuffling a couple of more steps, and makes the catch. Vivas is gone for a second time in the air. Two away. Verbitsky had a good career in Happy Valley with Penn State. Academically, he was a scholar athlete. Here's Alex DeJesus. Lined out to right field. Backing up is Richards. He's at the track and calmly circling to his left makes the catch. Couple of deep flies out there, but Richards has been up to the task. And that's going to do it through the top four in the order in the third. 1-0 Loons leading. We're off to the fourth at Dow Diamonds.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
All right, here we go for the fourth inning of play tonight. Today's Friday, July 29th, 2022. Tyler Soderstrom leads things off with Jack Winkler and Eribio Anjeles to follow. Soderstrom having a nice series here in Great Lakes. Trying to continue it today. 5 for 12 so far. First pitch, kick back off the netting. Strike one. Scored three runs, a double, two home runs, five driven in with a couple of walks and a couple of strikeouts. The pitch home. That's kicked back up over our heads. No balls, two strikes on Tyler Soderstrom. Number 35 prospect in all of baseball, according to Major League Baseball's pipeline site. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. A good situation in that first inning. He was ahead, two balls, no strikes, but then into the 1-6-3 double play. Lansing has left a couple runners stranded tonight. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, two strikes. He's just gotten better and better as this season has gone on. It's been very impressive to watch. Waves the bat in front of him and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And he's down for the third time in this series. Chase one low. There's one away. Good matchup there, Nestrini and Soderstrom, and it goes to the righty on the mounds. So now it's Jack Winkler's turn. And the first pitch, on the ground towards third, charging is DeJesus. Sets, throws to first, low, but dug up by Vargas. Two outs on back-to-back pitches. just been quiet offense for the Nuts. They've been neutralized by this Loons pitching over the last couple of nights. It's still early here into this fourth inning, but Lansing had just three hits and two runs last night. That after they collected 21 combined hits and scored 12 runs through the first two games of this series. Arribio Angeles whacks this out to left field. Mateo is going back, now comes in from the track and makes the catch. That one just sort of died, and on three straight pitches, Lansing goes down 1-2-3 with their 3-4 and 5 hitters. Bottom four is next, 1-0 Great Lakes.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're off to the bottom of the fourth. Lansing trailing 1-0. Kyle Verbitsky back out there to face this Loons lineup. Jose Ramos steps in, and the first pitch, half-hearted swing and a miss from Ramos, who flied out to right. That was filthy right there from Kyle Verbitsky. Ramos, pretty good charge in the second out to Richards. Next pitch, breaking ball stays in. One ball, one strike, and only been one half inning since, but we saw that contact, as Jesse pointed out, hard contact in the second against Verbitsky. He's looked much better. Next offering, kicked back, one ball, two strikes. Gave up the base hit to Leonard on a hard hopper to third, but then set down the top of the order, Cartaya, Vivas, and DeJesus with a strikeout and a couple balls in the air. 1-2. Little high, two balls, two strikes. Had some great weather here in Midlands. And up around 80 degrees and sunny again tonight. The pitch, little bit high, 3-2. Big cloud coverage above, and the fans packing all around the park on the berm up the right side and in right and left field. The pitch, inside, and he lost him. Three straight pitches missed the zone. And Verbitsky issues his second walk. So second time in as many innings, the Loons have their leadoff man on. Now it's Imino Vargas that comes to the plate. We got to get you some trivia in the bottom of this fourth inning. And today it will be Dodger-themed. The pitch. That's down low, strike one. I figured go with the Dodgers theme. I mean, look at the Loons. They are paying tribute to their parent club with the Dodger-themed uniforms tonight.
Interlocking L.A. at the bottom of the home plate circle.
That's right. It's getting a little roughed up with Felix Neon's left foot. That pitch, a little bit up high and outside. There was a Dodger great back on this day in 1996 that called it quits. He retired. And I'd like to know if you know who it was. The pitch. That's outside. 2-1. Now, a couple of hints here.
Yeah.
This could be a player. This could be a manager. It could be both.
Somebody who wore the uniform.
Someone who wore the uniform. The pitch. That's in there. Two balls, two strikes. Another hint, there is a portion of Dow Diamond that actually is to the left up here in suite level, if you've been to Dow Diamond, that's named after this individual that retired back in 96 on this day. The 2-2, that's low, and it skits away from Tyler Soderstrom, still throws down his second on a hop. It's late on the swipe tag from Muncy. Good effort from Soderstrom. And up to second goes Jose Ramos. So let's see if you can put together some Dodger history here. And you will know this name, a big-time name, stepped away from the Diamonds back in 1996 on this day. Who was it? The great Dodger. Send in your answers at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. Verbinski's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took some off of it, and Vargas is down. There's the fifth strikeout for Kyle Verbinski. And if you're feeling bold, send in your response to Jesse's email, the Lansing Lugnuts community email. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Comes right into the computer forum. And we love to hear from you. So, send in those answers tonight. A little Dodger flavor for the trivia question.
You can also send in your favorite recipes.
Book recommendations. Broadcasting tips. KK Rios, first pitch, driven out to center field. Backing up is Clark, has it in the sun. He'll throw to third on the tag to Ramos, and it's late. Ramos in safely with two outs in the fourth.
There's something there, though, Adam, with Denzel Clark's throwing arm. He's got an arm, and we've seen it over the course of this year, trying to get the accuracy right, trying to get that ball where he wanted to go. If he gets that down a little bit more, and toward the base a little bit more, he's going to start to throw guys out.
Here comes the first pitch to Edwin Mateo. Up high, ball one. 1-0, Loons leading. We're in the bottom of the fourth. We were describing him to a couple individuals the other day, and we said toolsy. And you would argue, you know the speed's there. The pitch, that's inside. Two balls, no strikes. You know the power's there. You know the bat is there, although we haven't seen it recently, he's been slumping just coming up from the A level. But that next part, the arm, haven't seen much of it. That pitch is inside. Three balls, no strikes. But you can tell, like you said, Jesse, there seems to be some sort of plus throwing from Denzel Clark. And won't be surprised if he nabs a guy or two before this season's done. The pitch in there, strike one on the 3-0 pitch to Edwin Mateo as he backed out on the inner half of the plate.
I really liked his catch in the first inning on Yorba Vivas. I thought Vivas had himself an extra base hit, and there suddenly was Denzel Clark galloping over to take it in.
It makes it look easy striding out there. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Three balls, two strikes, and that's the other part of those tools, that defense. So the arm, the next part, as Denzel Clark continues to mature and develop. This pitch is on the ground, weakly hit in front of Verbinski to the right of the mound. Picks it up, throws to first, McCall snags. And the Loons leave their leadoff walk, Jose Ramos at third base. So we'll head to the fifth, still 1-0 Great Lakes. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play right after this.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Loon starter Nick Nastrini so far, four scoreless innings, three strikeouts. He has allowed the leadoff man to reach base in three of the first four innings. However, he has not let it hurt. Let's see what happens here in this top of the fifth. His Loons lead the Lansing Lugnuts by a 1-0 score. 6-7-8, Clark followed by Richards and McCall. Denzel Clark first, righty against righty. Nastrini issues. Inside corner, strike called. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Denzel lined out hard to right field his first time up. And a one. Up very high from Nastrini. One ball, one strike. Black Sox pulled up high, as is the norm for Denzel. Pitch is on its way. He swings and yokes it into the left field corner. That's beyond the left fielder, Mateo. One ups off the wall and bounces past him. Clark coasts for second base, stops right there as he rounds the bag. Mateo gets it in. It's a double for Clark. It's his third double this year as a member of the Lugnuts. 101 miles an hour off the bat. So once again, for the fourth time now in five innings, the first Lugnuts batter reaches. Can they do anything about that? That's the question. Down 1-0. On a second-inning home run by Emmanuel Vargas. Kevin Richards, the right-handed batter, 0-for-1 with a strikeout, swings and grounds the curveball foul up the left side, just beyond the Lugnuts dugout railing. No balls and one strike. Taking on Nick Nastrini, who opened up the season the Loons' number three starter. Nastrini looks back at Clark. Second glance. He pitches. Hit in the air to left field. Not as well. Mateo backs up with a catch in the shade of the warning track. And he gets it in. Clark holds it second base. Out number one. And now Patrick McCall.
The first baseman, number 33, DK Hall. This is
Patrick. So, Adam, I wanted everybody to hear Jerry right there, because I've gotten down to the bottom of why the Great Lakes Loons PA announcer does not say Patrick McCall's first name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now do you get it?
No, I didn't even hear who he said.
Yeah. McCall takes a called strike on the outside corner. He apparently has a list of 23, they told me, male first names beginning with the letter P. He's saying every single one of them but Patrick. And then they're playing the sounder, which says, that's Patrick. It's just not clear to me. McCall fouls this pitch off out of the upper deck, and a great barehanded catch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. From his seat into the left hand.
Is that Brock Whittlesey up here? Goodness. He's got the beard just like him.
Or Zach Clark.
Yeah, no doubt.
Nastrini's 0-2 pitch to Pat McCall. Ground ball pulled on the right side. Nice easy hop for first baseman Vargas. Calls his own number. Barely wins the race to first base against McCall. Two outs. Denzel Clark over to third. Next up, Alexander Campos. And they've been playing a sounder that he says a different first name other than Patrick. And then the sounder says, that's Patrick, but you and I, we are unfamiliar. Alexander Campos is 0-for-1. He is flat out to left field. By the way, shout out to the GM of the Lansing Lugnuts, Tyler Parsons.
And the assistant GM.
Oh, is Zach Clark over there as well?
And the other assistant GM.
Oh, there's Greg Kiger. Denzel Clark at third base. Lugnuts down by a run. Top of the fifth inning.
Those are good people, man.
They rode the party bus up here to Midland.
All right.
Right-hander versus right-hander. The pitch inside. A one ball and no strikes. Can the Lugnuts deliver Clark? He led off this frame with a double. The pitch coming. There's a called strike in the outside corner. Nastrini going slider. He has the full arsenal. Curveball, slider, changeup, they say, is coming. That is his worst pitch. This is a 1-1 for Campos. Fly ball patted to right field. Jose Ramos chases it back. He's at the wall, and that ball hits off the wall and bounces past him. Campos heads for second. Clark scores. A throw comes in late. That's an RBI oppo double, and the Lugnuts have tied up the game 1-1. Alexander Campos using the backside of the field. That is Campos' first double with the Lugnuts and his fifth run batted in.
How about this? Bottom of the order, we talked about Denzel Clark. He had been struggling. He gets on with the shot to left. And then Campos goes the other way, and here come the Nuts.
The batter now, Max Muncy. First pitch at the knees. Strike one called. Hard contact here against Nastrini. Right-hander against right-hander to the first rounder from last year. Muncy takes the breaking ball, called a strike in the outside corner. Slide piece from Nastrini. Muncy today has walked, and he's flied out to center. That flyout he just missed. It's an 0-2 pitch. Just missed off the outside corner. Ball one. Gabriel Maciel is on deck, and then Soderstrom. Nastrini to Muncy. Inside and down low. Good take. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Verbitsky is watching this. The Lugnut starter right from the teeth of his teammates. Near side, third base side dugout. A look back at the runner Campos. The delivery. Swing and a miss. A fastball by Muncy. Nick Nastrini's fourth strikeout. Side retired in the top of the fifth inning. But not before the Lugnuts score their first run. Leadoff double, Denzel Clark. And with two outs, Alexander Campos doubles him in. Halfway to the house, Loons one, Lugnuts one from Dow Diamond.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One run allowed by Kyle Verbitsky through his first four innings. And now his Lugnuts teammates have picked him up. Alexander Campos tying up the game in the top of the fifth with an RBI double. Verbitsky will take on 9-1-2 in the Great Lakes order. A 1-1 game. Righty-righty, Ismael Alcantara takes inside ball one from the 6-7 Lugnuts starter. Alcantara, Leonard, Cartaya against the Penn State Nittany Lion. Let's it fly. Strike called. 1-1. Kyle William Verbitsky. He'll turn 24 in October. Deals. Outside. Two balls, one strike. He struck out Alcantara his first time. Verbitsky has five strikeouts through four innings. He has walked two. He's allowed three hits, including Emmanuel Vargas' home run for the Loons' only run. That came back in the second inning. Steps back. Hesitates. Deals. Strike called. 2-2. Good off speed. When Verbitsky is on the bump, He's going to do all sorts of different things to play with the batter's timing. He'll step back, he'll wait, he'll quick pitch. The deal. Strike three called on the outside corner. A fastball freezes Alcantara. Left him standing there like the house by the side of the road. Sixth strikeout for Verbitsky.
Whatever works. He's doing well. And, man, the Nuts just thanking Stockton. They continue to get some good arms. Blake Beers, Jack Owen, Kyle Verbitsky. These guys doing well.
Yes, sir. Top of the order, Eddie's Leonard. Swings and taps it up the first base side, but Weird English spins it foul. Verbitsky, the pitcher, goes over there to take it in himself. No balls, one strike. Leonard is 1-for-2. He is struck out. And he has reached on an infield single to third base. Leonard now 97 base hits this year, leads the Great Lakes Loons. 1-1 tie game in the bottom of the fifth. The deal. Swing and a miss. He was late on the Verbitsky fastball. When you're 6-7, Adam, and you get that good extension, and you work up, you work at the letters. We have seen Verbitsky gets a lot of swings and misses. He maximizes himself. Signed for $50,000 last year. Nods yes to the sign from Soderstrom. It's an 0-2 pitch. Off the hands, jam shot foul. Over the netting, back to the seats. Verbitsky was academic all Big Ten from 2019 through 2021, three consecutive years. And in 2021, he was named a Big Ten Distinguished Scholar. Let's it fly. Bouncing ball hit to second baseman Anales. Couple of skips. Anales gloves. Those to first. Now there's two down. Verbitsky has already attained his bachelor's degree. Picked that up last year in May. Majored in supply chain and information systems. And then he was accepted at Penn State's College of Business, pursuing his master's degree in corporate finance. He throws to Diego Cartaya. A breaking ball across the front door, right across the inside corner for a called strike.
That one's no fun right there.
No. Let's it fly. Outside barely. So the Lugnuts have a couple of right-handed starters in Verbitsky and Jake Walkinshaw, both of them pursuing their masters. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Cartaya way out in front of the off-speed. The curve for strike two. That probably wasn't fun either. That prompts the Cartaya time. Two outs, nobody on. 1-1 the score. Last of the fifth. Cartaya's walked, and he's struck out looking. Let's see what Verbitsky does here. As the sign steps back, waits, kicks and deals. Ground ball to shortstop. Routine for Muncy. Snatches it up. Fires to McCall at first. Inning over. 1-2-3 go the Loons. Let's go to the sixth. Lugnuts 1, Loons 1.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We'll be right back. It's a 1-1 game through five innings of play from Midland's Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jaxa here to my left. Lugnuts Brass is in the house. Full staff visit up here to Dow Diamond. And right now they're seeing a deadlocked game, 1-1. Gabriel Maciel digs in. The first offering of the sixth inning, Nick Nastrini hits the outside corner, a called strike. Switch hitter batting left, the number two hitter in the lineup. Gabriel Maciel to be followed by Soderstrom and Winkler. The windup at 0-1. Bunted, dragged up the first base side and right to Vargas, who steps on his base. Gift wrapped out number one.
Hey, Jesse, we've got a listener tonight that...
About time.
Yeah, I know, right? On CMU night, of all nights, he would really enjoy Loons broadcaster Noah Wolf's polo that he's got on tonight. Russ Eisenstein, the voice of the Ohio Bobcats, has checked in, and Noah Wolf sporting his Ohio Bobcats gear to our right.
Hey, shout out to the Bobcats and the Hunter Green. Tyler Soderstrom batting left, takes a called strike in the inside corner. Hello, Russ. Why are you listening to the Maroon and Gold broadcasters?
I know. He said, I just started listening. Jesse has the voice of Verbal Velvet.
Uh-oh. Soderstrom takes up and inside. One ball, one strike. The left-handed batting catcher, 0-for-2. He's grounded into a double play. He is struck out swinging. Lulls you into a false sense of security, doesn't it? Roddy kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Change up. One ball, two strikes. It's been the bottom part of the Lugnuts order that has tormented Nastrini the most in this game. Fires the 1-2. Outside. In the Lugnuts bullpen, there is action. And it appears to be the left-hander Kumar Nambiar who's getting loosened up. We'll see if he comes in to begin the home sixth inning. Nastrini delivers. Soderstrom thunders it to right field. Everybody can watch and wave it goodbye. Tyler Soderstrom unloads to right center. False sense of security indeed. Home run number 20 for Soderstrom. A solo shot. 2-1 Lugnuts in the sixth. He barreled, and then the baseball disappeared from sight. 10th home run served up by Nastrini this year.
Have a week. Tyler Soderstrom, third here at Dow Diamond. My goodness.
Now Jack Winkler swings and misses a fastball, strike one. The Lugnuts have come from behind. A run in the fifth to tie, a run here in the sixth to take the lead. Winkler takes the ball outside. One ball and one strike. Jack has a walk and a steal, and his last time up, a ground out to third. The kick, the pitch. Outside corners, strike two called. The slide piece from Nastrini. And the Lugnuts entering play today only had one combined run against Nick Nastrini in two starts. He deals. Winkler fouls it off into the screen. One ball, two strikes, it stays. Nastrini back on May 21st, five innings, one run, seven strikeouts. On July the 9th, six shutout innings, seven more strikeouts. But here today, they've started to barrel him just a little bit. Let's it fly. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Rios. Strike three. Adam, I just realized with that call that I erred. Remember when I posted the screenshots, the freeze frames of the two catchers side by side? It's Keikai Rios who's catching today, not Diego Cartaya.
Yeah, to get the shot of when Soderstrom is behind the plate.
Hey, Rubiel Anales takes a called strike down at the knees. I was thinking, boy, Diego Cartaya is not as big as I thought he was. No, that's Keikai Rios, the Hawaiian. The pitch, hey, Rubiel Anales takes a ball outside.
Do you think anybody will notice?
Not if I delete it and apologize. Actually, if I do that, they'll notice all the more, right?
That means my retweet would be deleted.
Yeah, that's okay. This pitch is outside. And into the ether.
Saved.
Two balls, one strike, and a remedial analyst. Two outs, nobody on top of the sixth. 2-1, the Lugnuts are on top. Nastrini throws. Fouled away in the air down the right side. Anales today is 0-2. He has lined out hard to third. He has flied out routinely to left. He has pulled it twice. What does he do on this 2-2 pitch? He strikes out swinging. Off speed down and in. Nastrini gets the whiff. For Nick Nastrini, 6 strikeouts through 6 innings. But Tyler Soderstrom's 20th home run of the year has given the Lugnuts the lead. 2-1 Nuts, onward to the bottom half of the 6th inning. Hello, Russ. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A no-doubt round-tripper from Tyler Soderstrom has given the Lugnuts a 2-1 lead to the bottom half of the sixth inning from Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Kyle Verbitsky is now done. Verbitsky went 5 innings for the Lugnuts in his 2022 Midwest League debut. Only 3 hits allowed. He walked 2, he gave up 1 run, and he struck at 6. And the new man in, Kumar Nambiar, who apparently misses with the first pitch. Tyler Soderstrom held it, but they didn't get the call to Yorba Vivas, ball 1. Lefty-lefty here, Vivas to be followed by DeJesus and Ramos. Southpaw offers, swatted foul off the left side. 1-1. So welcome into the ball game to the former Yale standout, Kumar Nambiar. And Nambiar drafted by the A's in the 34th round 3 years ago. Pitch on its way, outside. 2-1. Adam, do you have those Kumar numbers?
Oh, I always have the numbers, Jesse.
I knew it. I knew you would. Something told me that you would. He fires. Swing and a miss on a straight changeup. 2-2.
Those numbers for Mr. Nambiar. He's got an ERA just up over 4 this year through 32 appearances. He's given up just 1 home run, 48 strikeouts, 23 walks. Opponents batting just .200 against the lefty.
Oh, that'll play.
Uh-huh.
2-2 pitch. Curveball just outside. 3-2 on Vivas, who's 0-2, flying to center, popping to short. What did you think of Kyle Verbitsky's work today?
I think he did pretty well, settled in nicely.
I think so, too. Payoff. Hits him. Got away from Kumar. Tried again. Another curveball, tried to drop it across the inside corner, and instead, he stuck Vivas on the back. So Alex DeJesus steps in next. First offering, tipped foul off to the right side, strike 1. Goes right back to the curve. DeJesus, a fielder's choice grounder, and a fly out to deep right field that sent Kevin Richards all the way back to the wall. We have seen two home runs, one by each team, and we've seen a number of very deep drives. Wind blowing out left to right, the pitch. High and away, Soderstrom rose up out of his crouch to receive. Alex DeJesus, big time slugger. 6'2", 170 pounder from Santo Domingo. Knees flexed, the deal, down and inside. A bad pick to first base, one hops in late to McCall. Vivas got back in. Vivas took some hard steps towards second. And so Tyler Soderstrom just checking on him.
Interesting to see how Kumar does here, Jesse, because sometimes it seems like he gets affected when a runner or two get on base and he's not quite himself. So goes with the HBP there to start. We'll see how he bounces back.
He fires up and inside. And now he's well behind DeJesus. 3-1. Nambiar has really been one of the Lugnuts' most consistent pitchers all year. Let's it fly. Swing and a miss. A fastball by him. It is a rare pitcher who can throw a fastball past Alex DeJesus in a fastball count. Vivas at first. Nobody out. Loons trail 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Payoff. Lifted foul down the right side. Try it again on 3-2. Swing and a miss. He went changeup. Kumar Nambiar strikes at DeJesus. One away for Jose Ramos.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. They get up, get the early strike, and then three straight balls, and Nambiar comes right back to get the out. Goes off speed. Well done.
Nambiar drops in a curveball for a called strike to Ramos. Lugnuts get some more action up in the bullpen right now. Just soft tossing for the right-hander from Kurobe, Japan, Shohei Tomioka. A fastball is sent to deep right field. This baseball's on its way and gone. In the pavilion below the video board, a two-run oppo home run by Jose Ramos. The Loons leapfrog the Lugnuts into a 3-2 lead. 400 feet even on that Ramos homer, his 14th of the year. And with that, here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze.
Well, that's been the story of this series. When things aren't going well, those long balls for the Loons can completely change the complexion of a game, and it continues to happen right after Lansing takes the lead, Jesse. They have the answer. And it goes back to Wednesday. Lansing scored three in the first. Loons came right back, and they were able to get four runs in that first inning. Same thing yesterday. Lansing ties the game 2-2 in the third. Great Lakes gets four in the bottom half of that inning. And here tonight, you get the home run from Soderstrom, get in front for the first time, and immediately the momentum is killed with the home run.
Sure is. Schulze back to the third base side dugout. Feel like the Lugnuts brass could see this coming, too, with Tomioka warming up in the pen. Schulze near the top step. Kumar Nambiar now against Imanol Vargas, lefty against lefty. Vargas' home run in the second inning had supplied the only Loons run. He takes a curveball for a called strike on the outside corner.
Well, Nambiar just hasn't quite looked himself his last couple of outings. You mentioned it. He's been the most consistent Lugnuts bullpen pitcher all year long.
The pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Nothing and two.
At the save got away on Sunday in that finale against Lake County, where things just kept going from bad to worse on a couple unfortunate early singles. And then here the home run tonight.
He fires to Vargas, bounced it in. Soderstrom is hurt. Let's see, that caught him in an awkward spot as he went to try to smother the one hopper. Goes walking around his catcher's gear at home plate. Then he picks up the mask. Vargas checks in with him. Soderstrom tells him, here's how I'm feeling. Home plate umpire now gives him some time. Adam, yesterday, we're in the postgame show, and I asked you about looking forward to today's game and looking back upon yesterday's 7-2 loss. One of the first things that you focused on was the pitching. I would say that they got exactly what they wanted to get out of Kyle Verbitsky today. The other thing that you focused on was the hitting. When you say pitching and you say hitting, you understand yesterday was a resounding Loons win, but they haven't gotten too much hitting in this game. So they've had to rely on their pitching. They'd only scored two runs, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. And one big swing by Ramos, and suddenly the Loons are back on top. The pitch, down and away. Two balls, two strikes on Vargas.
Yeah, you got to put together both when you're playing the team that won the division in the first half and continues to have a ton of talent here in the second half as well.
Curveball grounded foul, right side hopping off the Loons dugout railing. Looking ahead, tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., Lugnuts left-hander Jack Owen gets the ball. He'll be opposed by the 6'7 Loons right-hander Carlos Duran. The pitch, high fly ball, hook deep down the right field line toward the foul pole, off the foul pole, it's gone. It's a two-homer game for Emmanuel Vargas and a 4-2 Loons lead.
Oh, we told you Kumar Nambiar had given up just one home run this year coming into the outing, and now two in the same half inning. Something just not quite right with him. And give credit to these Loons hitters for, again, coming right after one of the best pitchers the Lugnuts have had all season.
And with that, Phil Pohl's going to the pen. It's a rough patch for Kumar Nambiar. We've seen every single one of these Lugnuts players at every position have their own rough patches this year. And here's Kumar's. Pohl takes the baseball away.
That's a tough game, and you hate to see that for Kumar Nambiar, but this game will humble you, and you just come back and you fight through it, and now you hope that Shohei Tomioka can pick you up and move forward here right after the Nuts had just captured the lead for the first time tonight.
They have estimated distances, and I want to be very careful with how I say this, Adam. When they give you the tail of the tape, as a kid I loved it, when they'd say tape measure shots, and they'd say an estimated, 450 feet or something magnificent like that for home run. And he'd always say, what I would say as a kid is, how do they know? How are they measuring? How are they getting it so quickly? And now mathematically, with launch angle, with exit velocity, they have what they estimate without taking any other kind of factors into thought, into mind. Well, that one there was estimated at 455 feet. It didn't get there. It hit off the pole. The pole stopped its progress, but it was walloped.
Well, an estimate isn't exact, Jesse, no. I'm just going to act like that didn't happen.
No, 325 feet was how far it went, because that's how far it is to the pole.
That's right. Still doesn't make it any better.
Lugnuts are down. Three-run bottom of the sixth inning for the Loons. Shohei Tomioka relieves Kumar Nambiar, and Adam has Shohei's stats.
Yes, I do, Jesse. Shohei Tomioka, a guy that has started a couple of games this year, but has started to come out of the pen of late. That ERA is up near 9 through his 11 appearances this year, just 22 and two-thirds innings after starting on the IL after spring training. He's given up 22 earned runs, a couple of runs through the air over the wall this year, 17 strikeouts and 12 walks as he tries to limit the damage here and get the final couple of outs in this sixth inning. Boy, things have changed in a hurry.
Yes, they have. One out, nobody on for Keikai Rios. I was going through the upcoming probables. Sunday's series finale, 1:05 p.m. We'll see Blake Beers get the ball. Remember how good Blake was his last time out, his fifth quality start as a member of the Nuts. That'll be opposed by the UConn Husky, Ben Kasparius, whom the Lugnuts roughed up in the opening game win. First pitch, Tomioka's fastball's outside. Ball one. Kekai Rios, 0-2, strikeout fly out to center. The deal, swing and a miss. Kekai Rios, whose first name means river or water. Center fielder Clark Shades to right center. Now a couple of steps back to his right. The deal, foul tipped into, then off of Tyler Soderstrom. One ball, two strikes. Bottom part of the order for Tomioka. Rio's the number seven hitter for these Great Lakes Loons. Shohei Tomioka. Just such an incredible story of how he was initially signed to his professional contract by the Oakland Athletics. Here's the toss. Inside. Two balls and two strikes. Adam, imagine if you had to try out. You and 27 other broadcasters.
Mm.
It was Shohei and 27 other pitchers at an open tryout in Japan. He fires. Swing and a miss. He strikes at Rios. And there's two away. Shohei Tomioka attended this tryout, which at first, when he saw it advertised, he did not think it was real. He told me he went. He said he threw, what, a couple of dozen pitches? Said he was maybe throwing pitches for, what, 90 seconds or so? And then they said, thank you, and he left. Here's Edwin Mateo. Mateo takes a called strike on the inside corner. And so he thought, well, that was fun. And he went home, and they gave him a call, and they said, Shohei, we want to sign you. And they did. This was all back in 2020, 2019. Let's it fly. Mateo flies it down the left side, slicing foul into the Lugnuts pen, and then climbing over the railing and off to the fans. And Shohei Tomioka signed that professional contract, and then promptly they shut down minor league baseball because coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19. No minor league season. Couldn't debut in 2020. Did debut last year. Here he is back this year. He has only pitched in the minors with the Lugnuts. Tomioka throws. A bouncing ball off of Tomioka's glove and backhanded by second baseman Anales. Across his body to McCall at first base. Side retired. Inning over. Good stuff here by Tomioka sends us to the seventh. But the Loons score three. A two-run homer by Ramos, followed by a solo shot by Emanuel Vargas. And so it's the Loons four, the Lugnuts two. Adam Jackson gets the call as we go to the seventh.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, six innings complete. We're off to the seventh at Dow Diamond up in Midland, Michigan. Thanks for tuning in on your Friday evening. Lugnuts all of a sudden need some runs after Tyler's 20th. Put them in front 2-1. The Loons one-upped him. Back-to-back home runs from Ramos and Vargas. And they're up 4-2 as Jeff Belge takes over for Nick Nastrini, the starter to the night for Great Lakes, going six innings. He first faces Denzel Clark, followed by Kevin Richards and Patrick McCall. Belge's first pitch, breaking ball in there, strike one. Jeff Belge, good size, 6'5", 225, 24-year-old from Cuse, New York. The 0-1, fastball shoots in, strike two. Denzel's hit the ball hard tonight. Line drive to right to Ramos that was caught, and then double to left in his second at bat. One of just four Lugnut hits. The pitch. Kicked back off the netting. No balls, two strikes. Good news for the Nuts. Two of those four hits have been extra base hits. The other, a Tyler Soderstrom home run to right in the last half inning. Lugnuts have scored a run in each of the past two half innings. The pitch. That's inside. Three balls and two strikes. Should say three of the four are extra base hits. The other, a double from Campos.
I've got a crazy quick story for you. So he's from Syracuse, right? Syracuse's university, their nickname is the...
Orange.
Do you know why?
The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Clark is down. I don't know this one.
Okay, so in the 1890s, Syracuse Athletics was really good. But their colors were dull. And they took on other teams, and they thought to themselves, these other teams have really great colors, green and red and blue. We need bright colors. And they asked around, and nobody else wore orange. So they chose that. The end.
And aren't you glad they did it? The pitch is followed back by Kevin Richards. There's nothing like having just a giant orange for a mascot.
Clearly ripe.
And ready for picking. The pitch. Breaking ball inside. One ball, one strike. Loons in front, 4-2 in the top of the seventh. Lansing in danger of dropping a third straight after they won the series opener. The pitch home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Good depth to that breaking ball from Belge. Replaces Nastrini, who went six innings. Gave up four hits, couple of runs. Two walks and six Ks of the Nuts tonight in his third time facing them. The pitch up high. Two balls, two strikes against the righty, Kevin Richards. 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Coming up on the 9 o'clock hour as the sun fades to the left. The pitch, that's inside. Three balls, two strikes.
9 o'clock on a Friday.
That's right. A regular crowd has shuffled in. And there's an old man sitting next to me.
What am I doing?
The pitch. Well, you're not making love to your tonic and gin.
Nah.
What you calling baseball? Lansing Lugnuts baseball. Game number 94 for the Nuts. Three balls, two strikes on Kevin Richards. Base is clear, one away. Here's the pitch. Kicks it back up over the netting. Good battle here from Richards. Boy, it just seems like his bat's starting to come around. We saw it in Fort Wayne, a couple of big swings that were caught out at the warning track, then tripled in Lansing, doubled here. The pitch, breaking ball the other way, and it's for a base hit down the right field side. Over to get it is Ramos, and it's a single with one away in the seventh for Richards. First time we've seen that in a while, Jesse. We see him hammering the ball out to center field and left field. Richards that time, just an easy, effortless swing to right field.
He was so good playing for the Stockton Ports. Nine doubles, one triple, eight homers. The OPS right up there near 800. And it's fun to see him adjusting to the Midwest League pitchers.
All right, here's Patrick McCall, 4-2 Loons in the top of the seventh. The pitch. Fastball outside corner, strike one. McCall 1-2. Base hit in the third, grounded out in the fifth. And again, he has continued to attack pitches early in the count. Rare to see him take that first pitch there. This pitch swings and misses, strike two. I mean, going back to his last couple of days, attack the first pitch in the first two at-bats and put him in play yesterday's game. Attack the first two pitches in his first two at-bats of this game. Behind 0-2, and Belch will check in over at first base where Richards gets back. Not much of a lead over there for Kevin as Emmanuel Vargas holds him on. They shift McCall slightly to pull that ball on the ground. A lot of room between DeJesus and the base at third. Breaking ball stays up. McCall thought about this swing, kept it back. One ball, two strikes.
Really liked how Richards battled when the count went to 1-2 against him. Now we see what Patrick McCall does to grind his way back in it against Belch.
He seems like he's always fighting a two-strike count. The pitch swings through it. Fastball outer edge. Got him. Two away in the seventh.
Just whistle late on a couple of fastballs in that plate appearance.
We'll see if Alexander Campos can be on time on one. He certainly was in his last at-bat. A double out to right field, providing the first Lugnuts run. They trail 4-2 in the seventh. Fifth RBI this year for Campos. The pitch, fastball, inner third of the plate, knee high, strike one.
That's tough.
Great location here from Jeff Belch, painting the corners against the Nuts. Small lead for Richards at first with those two outs. The pitch, hard hit, that's right back up the middle, bounds off the mound into center field, and then it's misplayed by Alcantara, and Richards runs up to third. A little mistake there as Alcantara took his eye off the ball, and they're at the corners with two outs in the seventh for Lansing.
That is highly unusual for Ismael Alcantara. He had only had one error all season before that miscue.
And it's a two-hit night for Alexander Campos out of the ninth spot. That'll draw out the pitching coach, David Anderson. And here comes Lansing now with runners at the corners, down by a couple. And back to the top of the order for the 19-year-old sensation, Max Muncy.
This is where you want to be if you're the Lugnuts. Runners on base in a crucial spot, and Max Muncy up there. Still early on. This is just his seventh game as a member of the Nuts. And yet we've enjoyed the damage that he's been able to inflict.
Well, he's had some clutch swings. Maybe his most clutch swing. You got to go back to Sunday's game against Lake County. Lansing was down 2-1 into the seventh. And Muncy delivered a two-run triple to give Lansing the lead, but not for long as Lake County ended up scoring four in the ninth to win 6-3. But this guy has been an extra bases machine. First and third, two outs for Muncy. 0-2 tonight. First pitch, breaking ball in there, strike one. Max walked in the first. Line out to center in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. 4-2, Loons in front in the seventh. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Lost his balance on that cut. 0-2. Once he's got the dirt stains on his pant legs and across the front of his Lugnuts jersey. Away blacks tonight for the Nuts. Black helmets, black tops, gray pants against the home white and blues of the Dodgers High affiliate, the Great Lakes Loons. Richards is at third. Campos is at first. And an 0-2 count. The pitch home. Up high, good eye from Max, 1-2. I saw an article with Muncy and Jesse. We brought it up the last couple of days, how good he's been with two strikes, something that he's really focused on in these two-strike counts in his approach. The pitch, swing and that's kicked back. One ball, two strikes. And you always have that approach that typically for batters change when you get the two strikes, trying to protect up there at the plate but still be productive. Certainly looks like Max Muncy is comfortable when two strikes get called to his name. The pitch. That one darts the outside corner, though. Strike three, and the 19-year-old down for a second time tonight. And we are done through six and a half. Let's stretch it out to the bottom half of the seventh. Lugnuts lean two, stranded. It's 4-2 Loons.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the bottom of the seventh we go, all stretched out here at Dow Diamond. Thanks for joining us on your Friday evening. Lansing, unfortunately, trailing 4-2, but still time left. They're going to need some outs here in the seventh. Shohei Tomioka begins his first full inning of work. High bouncing ball towards third. In fair territory, Campos grabs, runs him into foul territory, throws across the diamond, caught by McCall, and then he jumps out of the way of Alcantara. There's one away on one pitch.
Alexander Campos is some kind of rocket for right arm, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. All right, so with one out, we go back to the top of the card for Eddie Sleinart, 4-2 Loons. Hey, you know, we got a trivia question to answer in this seventh inning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do. I asked it back in the fourth, so we answer it here in the seventh. We'll get to that in just a moment. The first pitch runs inside as Leonard turns out of the way. Ball one. Okay, so the question tonight was, what Dodger great retired on this day back in 96 and said it could be a manager, could be a player, just a guy that wore the uniform? The pitch is a bouncing ball, third base side, it's foul. One ball, one strike. That guy that just wore the uniform, that was a Jesse Goldberg-Strassler line.
Yeah.
Well done, Jesse.
Thank you.
Did we get any answers tonight?
You did not baffle the population tonight. We got 3 correct answers sent in.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's hear him after this pitch coming up from Shohei Tomioka. The 1-1. Breaking ball down low, 2-1.
From Candace in Utah, Leanne in South Bend, and Marcia in Lansing, everybody wrote in Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, the great Tommy Lasorda. Yes, indeed. Great job tonight. That pitch, a little bit wide, 3 balls and a strike. He was the 2-time World Series champ in 81 and 88. National League Manager of the Year in 83 and 88. And, of course, his famous number 2 has been retired with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The pitch, bouncing ball off the plate, third base side, charging Campos, gloves on the run, throws, McCall snatches. Phenomenal from Alexander Campos for the second out of the seventh.
Hey, put on a clinic.
Two up and two down thanks to the play at the hot corner from Alexander Campos. Now it's Diego Cartaya, 4-2 Loons in the bottom of the seventh.
Test him, Diego. The man at the hot corner is capable.
The pitch, that's outside, ball one. What is it, Lasorda's lookout that's over to our left here at Dow Diamonds?
Or Lasorda's landing, that's
Lasorda
right.
Lasorda landing, that's right. Okay, I knew it was an L. An L for me. The pitch is a bouncing ball foul, third base side.
Lasorda's launch party.
Lasorda's second level up here at the suite level. He was a big part of the Dodgers organization, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame back in 1997. Tommy Lasorda. The pitch popped up. First base side, foul territory, heading over towards the first base side. Look out. Oh, my goodness. Louie Loon. He's running across the dugout.
Had no idea.
Trying to get the wave going, and now a heart-stopping moment as he grasps his chest and he's down flat on his back. Somebody help the bird fella out. Oh, my goodness. You know, when he got introduced tonight, he went sliding across the grass, lost his balance. He's had a tough night. The pitch. That's down low. Two balls and a strike.
Everyone in the ballpark understood that this pop foul was going to land on the Loon's dugout roof. Everybody saw it arcing that way, except Louie Loon, who was blindly and happily running right toward it.
And they were all unable to signal, too, because they were all waving, trying to do the wave as he got it started. The pitch. That's kicked back off the netting. Two balls, two strikes. I mean,
somebody not only have Louie's back, have Louie's front, have Louie's beak. Take care of your Loon.
Goodness. Birdman nearly got pelted.
Yeah.
He's up and running across the dugout, though.
I might have gone Randy Johnson style. It's not good when birds are hit by baseballs.
Well, good news. Louie Loon did survive. The other bird did not. R.I.P. Randy. Two balls, two strikes on Diego Cartaya, number one prospect in the Dodgers org. Two home runs yesterday, no hits tonight, but does have a walk. The pitch, high into the shallow left field sky. Jack Winkler coming in over to his left, and he makes the catch, and that is going to do it. So, Louie Loon saw his life flash before his eyes. He's all right, and the Lugnuts down by two. They're all right. Let's see if they can get some runs in the eighth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way. Lugs down by a deuce.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the eighth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Lugnuts trail the Loons by a 4-2 score. The Lugnuts batters coming up here, top of the eighth. Gabriel Maciel, Tyler Soderstrom, and Jack Winkler. Right batters to do something about this deficit. They'll take on a new pitcher, Ben Harris. The left-hander is checked in. He replaces Jeff Belge, number 22, for number 24. Or number 44, Belge, 44, 6'5", 225 pounds. Harris, 6'1", 195 pounds. Half of him, number 22. Lefty offers. Fastball misses inside, ball one to Gabriel Maciel. We saw Harris earlier on the series, 2 days ago. Came out there and the Lugnuts trying to threaten from behind, trailing 8-6 in the ninth. He got through it, got the final three outs. Deals the fastball across the inside corner. Out of called strike. Maciel is 0-3. He has struck out. He is grounded out. He is bunted out. So in a sense,
He's grounded out twice. The deal. Breaking ball inside corner, strike two called. And that is tough. Really tough.
Now Ben Harris is tough. ERA under 1.5 through his first 9 games. Only 2 earned runs allowed, 21 Ks, and only 5 walks for the lefty.
Pitcher's pitch. Maciel swats it foul off the right side. Stays alive. Jeff Belge had a pretty exciting 7th inning. He struck out 3. He allowed 2 hits. And the strikeouts and hits alternated. He whiffed Denzel Clark. That takes some doing. Richards the single. Struck out McCall. Gave up the single to Campos and struck out Muncy. Maciel skips back and away from a fastball low and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tyler Soderstrom is waiting on deck. Down by 2 in the 8th. The pitch, breaking ball hangs high. 3-2 on Maciel. Gabriel Maciel reached base 8 times in the first 3 games of this series. He is expert at finding his way on by any means possible. Here comes the 3-2 to the native Brazilian. Ground ball sharply down to third, backhanded by De Jesus. Long throw, the stretch at first by Vargas, and they got him. One away in the top of the 8th inning to bring up Tyler Soderstrom. And so important for the Great Lakes Loons that they take on Soderstrom with nobody on the bases. Lefty, lefty. One out, base is clear. The deal. Breaking ball. Strike called on the outside corner.
Well, yeah, I'd say so. It's good nobody's on base. Because it's only a 2-run game, and this guy has got some pop from what I remember.
You remember rightly. Soderstrom chases a pitch low and away. He missed it by a couple of feet.
We have not seen many of those swings in the last couple of weeks.
Nope. Soderstrom takes a breaking ball outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Tyler today is 1 for 3. The one memorable. Touched off a firework way out to right center. Home run number 20. The pitch. Check swing. One around. A fastball for strike 3. Could not hold back on the cheddar. First strikeout for Harris. 2 outs in the 8th. Jack Winkler now, the cleanup hitter. 0 for 2 with a walk and a steal. Right-handed batter waits. Southpaw throws. Inside, ball 1. This feels like a Winkler base hit spot. It feels like a Winkler 1 for 3 walk sort of outing. The man on deck, A. Ribiel Angeles. The pitch. Fouled away off the right side. Ball and a strike.
Uwe Loon is extra nervous over there reacting.
I don't blame him. He's got PTSD, Adam.
He is walking gingerly across the dugout, holding something above his head.
That's his rubber chicken.
Of course it is.
Winkler on the curveball gets locked up inside. That's strike 2.
That makes a good protector as he marches across that Loon's dugout.
He is now holding the rubber chicken out for protection up against the screen. Harris throws. Winkler takes a ball low. Louis Loon, just so you can imagine him, his colors are green. Kind of a deep tealish green, wearing the white Loon's jersey, red trousers. The tail goes back. He's got a punch and a very sharp beak as Winkler stays alive with a foul. It's an interesting sort of figure that if he tried to hug a youngster, which he does all the time, the belly would push the youngster away, but the beak could also stab them.
Now, I got to ask, the upper half is green. When does it turn to gray? Because his legs are gray. Where does that, is that just the legs that are gray?
Yeah, I think that's just the legs. Winkler goes down swinging on a fastball. You know how ducks have different colored feet than they have their feathers? There you go. Anyway, it's a 1-2-3 frame. Winkler and Soderstrom strike out against Harris, and we're through 7.5. Loons 4, Lugnuts 2.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Angelo Infante, any day now, is going to be a father, but not yet. And so here he is to take the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts for the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lugnuts trailing 4-2. His job, keep this game a two-run deficit. And I mean, honest to goodness, any day now, he's going to become a dad. Yobit Vivas, Alex De Jesus, and Jose Ramos are in his way. No nervousness here. All he's having to do is face the Loons 3-4-5 batters. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed hitting Vivas. First pitch is high, ball one.
Pales into comparison what his responsibilities are about to become.
Yeah. If you think you lose sleep as a stressed-out pitcher thinking about the night before, there's a swing and a ground ball pulled down to first. Grabbed by McCall. Takes it himself to his base. One gone.
I'm sorry. You seem like you're speaking with experience.
The daytime hours are so good. The nighttime hours, I really like to sleep, and I just don't do it so much anymore.
Those little ones, they'll keep you up, but man, they seem all worth it.
He's 2.5 now. He's sleeping a little better. Today, he got dressed in his favorite baseball jersey. Alex De Jesus swings and misses, strike one.
Weird, I wonder where he got that from.
Yeah, you were there when we got it for him. We were looking for specific players. I don't think we found any with any specific players who suited him. At a one, outside corner called the strike. As a matter of fact, the very first player, the first baseball player that Alon knew about from all of his books and everything that we were reading is Jackie Robinson, the great Dodger. If you probably asked him, who's your favorite ball player, that would be one of his two answers. 0-2, fouled off under the screen. That and Miggy, Miguel Cabrera.
And you know, he would have been able to learn about the importance of Jackie Robinson this year at Jackson Field, newly adding the retired number 42 out on Home Run Hill. Pretty cool.
That's right. Here at Dow Diamond, they have retired number 42. It's behind home plate. It's off the facing of the suites. The pitch, a ground ball back beyond Infante, back of second base, grabbed by Angeles, throws to first, just barely beats De Jesus to the bag. Two outs.
One of those where Infante tried to stab at it backhand, and it's good that he didn't get a piece of it because it would have ruined the flow there to get it out to Angeles. And Arribio, quick hands and quick motion over there to get the out.
So two up and two gone against Infante and two grounders. He takes on Jose Ramos, 1-for-2, with a two-run go-ahead homer in the sixth. He's the reason the Loons are leading. Now the score, Great Lakes 4, Lansing 2. The pitch to him, swings and misses, strike one. We had not seen any kind of damage from Ramos up until that swing. Opposite field shot, 400 feet, against the lefty Kumar Nambiar, who went one-third of an inning and allowed two hits and three runs. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. But then Shohei Tomioka came in. And Adam, Shohei continued his effective pitching as of late. 1 2/3, perfect, one strikeout. Two outs, nobody on. And Fonte looks for a 1-2-3 frame. Here it comes. Fouled off at home plate. No balls and two strikes, it stays. My little one, Adam, the big news today, second vaccination dose.
There we go.
Got it at Breslin Center at Michigan State, and what disappoints him is there are no basketball players there to watch him.
Oh.
0-2. Swing and a miss, chasing the slider away. And Fonte whiffs Ramos. Three up and three gone. Let's go to the ninth inning, shall we? Great Lakes 4, the Lugnuts 2, from Dow Diamond in Midland.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Great Lakes Loons are going to sublet this ninth inning. Ryan Sublett takes over on the hill. They are three outs away from a 4-2 win over the Lugnuts, despite the Lugnuts out hitting the Loons 6-5. For the Lugs, one run in the fifth inning, one in the sixth against the starter Nick Nostrini, but then blanked in the seventh by Jeff Belch, blanked in the eighth by Ben Harris. Now in the ninth, they'll take on Sublett with Angeles, Clark, and Richards. 5-6-7. All of these matchups will be righty-righty. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Adam Jackson.
Well, I think it's about time the Lugnuts get a little comeback action, Jesse. They have not been much of a comeback team this year, but had a two-run homer a couple of nights ago in the ninth. See if they've got something left in them tonight.
Eurybiel Angeles usually makes a habit of collecting a base hit a game. He is 0-for-3 today with a line-out, fly-out, and strikeout. Sublett sets, throws. Line foul off the top of the screen right side, then dropping down to the Loons dugout.
He's got such quick hands, and it's one of the main reasons he's always putting the ball in play and getting on base, and the Lugnuts really could use it to start this ninth inning.
Mateo Alcantara Ramos, three outfielders straight away. Ramos in, the pitch. Line foul down the right side, hit well but late. No balls, two strikes. And the infield, third baseman DeJesus is back. Shortstop Leonard deep in the hole. Second baseman Vivas up the middle. And first baseman Vargas is away from his line. Sublett the sign. 0-2. Ground ball pulled down to third base, but foul wide of the bag. Every time the ball approaches the error-prone DeJesus, Loons fans have their heart catch up in their throat. The other on the Loons that they need to be very worried about, Adis Leonard, 18 errors this year. So that's the left side of the infield. Again, the 0-2 on its way. Outside, ball one.
That's been the one struggle this year for the Loons. As good of a team as they've been, 92 errors, worst in the league.
We've got the power hitting Denzel Clark waiting on deck. The pitch, breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes on Eurybiel Angeles.
That's it. Just get on base. You've got some Some pop behind you in the next two in Clark and Richards.
Sublet sets with a deep crouch. The right-hander fires. Swing and a miss. He dispatches him with a high fastball. One gone in the ninth.
Well, to be honest, that's a really good pitch against A. Rebiel Angeles. And the book on him, he can hit a lot of pitches. So you take some out of the zone, see if you can get him to swing and miss. And a head-high fastball, that's a tough one to catch up to.
Denzel Clark now. One out, nobody on. The Nuts trail 4-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Sublet offers. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball away. Strike one. Clark is 1-for-3. A hard line out to right field in the second inning. In the fifth inning, he lashed a double into the left field corner and scored the first Nuts run. In the seventh inning, he struck out swinging. The pitch outside from Sublet. Adam, you know me. I always have my eyes to the Arizona Complex League to see who's rehabbing their way back to Lansing. Mm-hmm. You know who made the start today? The 2021 Lugnut, Raphael Kelly.
Okay.
Sublet deals. Outside again. Two balls and one strike on Denzel Clark. So we've got guys who could be coming to provide some depth come August and September. A 2-1 hitter's pitch on its way. Strike two called. Clark taking all the way, and it was on the outside corner. Sublet's fastball at 93. Tying run is in the on-deck circle. The stretch, the pitch. Breaking ball low. Count is full on the native of Pickering, Ontario.
Need a base runner, and then you bring the tying plate to the our tying run to the plate.
Three balls, two strikes, and Denzel Clark. A payoff pitch on its way. Fouled off the hands, over the screen, up to the press box, and the sweep level. It stays right here. Three balls, two strikes. On one of the two Athletics representatives in the All-Star Futures game. Here it comes to Clark. A 3-2 pitch. Line shot right field. That ball is hauled in by Ramos to his right. He nearly overran it. 102 miles an hour. Clark right on it. Two gone.
Wow, he has hammered three balls tonight. And two of them, unfortunately, have been caught by Ramos. That was sizzled.
Kevin Richards will try to keep the Lugnuts alive. The Loons 4, the Nuts 2. Two outs, nobody on in the ninth. Ryan Sublet's pitch. Missed outside. One ball and no strikes. I'm telling you, though, Denzel Clark is going to be a guy to watch for in the coming days with how he swung it today. Vicious. The 1-0. Swing and a miss.
Denzel Clark seeming very reminiscent of how Jared McDonald started the year, pounding the ball everywhere, but everywhere it was getting caught.
Ball and a strike on Richards, 1-for-3 with a single. He swings, lines it, right center field, down for a base hit. Center fielder Alcantara comes forward to scoop it up, and he lobs it in. Two-out single for Richards, and Patrick McCall is coming up as the potential game-tying run.
Well, that was pretty much the same swing as Denzel Clark. It was just hit a little bit more to the left, found the gap.
I would also argue it didn't barrel it.
Yeah. And that helped him out. Isn't that wild?
Stop hitting it so hard, Denzel.
Oh, baseball.
It's like a Gabriel Masquel base hit. Hitting on the mound, Lins catcher Rios, first baseman Vargas, and the reliever, Ryan Sublet.
I kind of like what Kevin Richards has found, though, Jesse. I mean, we've talked about him pulling the ball most of the time. Now taking it the other way with both of his hits here.
Right. Just in case there's a bottom half of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts warm up Osvaldo Barrios. Loons 4, Lugnuts 2. Patrick McCall bats left. Two outs. First pitch. Swing and a miss.
just like we've been seeing from McCall recently, looked for the ambush and went right through the first pitch fastball. Richards at first not held on. He's not running. The deal. Fouled straight back. Nothing in two.
Again, McCall going right after the first couple of pitches. Staying aggressive at the plate.
Number eight batter in the order. The man on deck, Alexander Campos, has a two-hit game today. A single and an RBI double. And then up after him, Max Muncy in the top of the order. Two outs, one on. Pitch on its way. McCall swings and misses, and this ball game is over. Ryan Sublett strikes him out on three pitches, and the Loons beat the Nuts 4-2.
And this one really decided in that sixth inning. Lansing gets the 20th home run of the year from Tyler Soderstrom. They take the lead, feeling good, but for the third time in this series, the Loons come right back after Lansing scores and get a multi-run half inning. They've had 2 4-run innings, and they had a 3-run back-to-back home run performance in the sixth against arguably the best Nuts pitcher this year, Kumar Nambiar, and that really was the ballgame.
So 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors for the Lansing Lugnuts in the loss. The Lugnuts strand 6 runners on the bases today and fall to 11-17, 36-58 overall, dropping their third consecutive game in this series. For the Loons, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error committed. The Loons stranded 4 runners on the bases. The Loons, with their third consecutive win, now improved to 17-11 and 57-37 for the year as a whole. The winning pitcher is Nick Nastrini for the Loons. Nastrini improves to 4-3. Losing pitcher Kumar Nambiar. Nambiar falls to 6-3. And the save to Ryan Sublett. That is his 6th in 7 opportunities. Adam, you were looking for better pitching. You were looking for better hitting. Well, you got good starting pitching in his debut by Kyle Verbitsky.
Well, and unfortunately for Verbitsky and the Nuts this year, the inconsistencies, as we've said, have come at different spots. Sometimes we've seen great starts and we've seen shaky bullpen. Sometimes we've seen shaky starts and good bullpen work, and for whatever reason, the Nuts have not been able to put it together a lot this year. But you're right with Verbitsky. I mean, he gives up the home run in the first to Vargas, and then a base hit after that, and then seemed to really lock in. One more base hit and a walk was all he allowed. He K's 6. Really nice outing for him, especially after giving up that early home run and some tough contact in that second inning.
Earlier in this series, we saw the top part of the Lugnuts order carrying the squad. Today was the bottom part of the order. The number 6 hitter, Denzel Clark, had a double and scored the first run. Number 7 hitter, Richards, 2-for-4. Number 8 hitter, McCall, did have a base hit. Alexander Campos, batting 9th, 2-for-3 with an RBI double. From the top 5 batters in the order, Muncy, Maciel, Soderstrom, Winkler, Angeles, 5 of the Lugnuts' best hitters as of late, only 1 hit amongst those 5, just the Tyler Soderstrom home run.
And that's part of it. Again, it shows you the depth. They're certainly capable hitters all across this order, but the consistency 1-9, kind of going into the same pitching department of not knowing if we're going to get a good start or a good bullpen performance. It's kind of been up and down in all facets of the game, and that's one of the reasons the Nuts have struggled. You know where they haven't struggled, Jesse? Another error-free game by this defense. They really are picking up the balls behind their pitching staff.
It's been remarkable. This, for the Lugnuts, is their 6th consecutive errorless game. Their 19th errorless game of this second half. They're doing a pretty good job playing clean ball.
Yes, they are, and that was something that they really struggled with at the beginning of the year. Didn't have a ton of errors, but it seemed like when they got one error, they piled up to 2 to 3, 4 error games. So that's one thing you hang your hat on, but just need some more consistent pitching. You got to keep the Loons in the ballpark. That completely changes the complexion of this game, and that is what Great Lakes has been known for in this Dodgers org, especially over the last few years, homer after homer. And those were the 3 big swings tonight that changed this game and ultimately won the Loons their 3rd in a row.
2 hours and 20 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 3,671. And now the Loons look for a 4th straight win tomorrow. Lugnuts look to halt this skid. They'll send the lefty Jack Owen to the mound, who's been great. They'll take on the big, toolsy right-hander in Carlos Duran.
Yeah, you're hoping that Jack Owen and the way he's been able to mix his pitches and find the zone can halt some of this Loons offensive momentum. And again, for the Loons, it's not like they're doing a ton, right? I mean, they only had five hits tonight, but it's the big hits. It's three home runs. So you can't say it enough. Keep Great Lakes in the yard, and you got a great chance to win the game. Jack Owen hopefully can do that tomorrow and hopefully give the Lugnuts another quality start. If he does, they're going to have a great chance to end this slide and get their second win of the series.
Sounds good. Well, Adam, any final thoughts?
Fire up chips. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. For Adam Jackson, throughout tonight's ceremonial first pitch, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once again, your final score, the Loons 4, the Lugnuts 2. Here's wishing you a great rest of your Friday night and bring on the weekend. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.